Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Employers, simplify your pension scheme with a Zurich Master Trust. Zurich Corporate Pensions. Trust excellence. Visit zurichcorporate.ie.
Drive Time on RTE Radio 1 with Sarah McInerney and Cormac O'Hara.
You're welcome back. A former Fianna Fáil councillor and mayor of Fermoy has been jailed for 5 years for sexually assaulting an 8-year-old girl almost 20 years ago. The Circuit Criminal Court in Cork heard how the assault took place during a children's sleepover party at his home, and Judge Catherine Staines sentenced John Hussey to 6 years in jail with 1 year suspended. For more on this, I'm joined by Ralph Regal from the Irish Independent. Ralph, you're very welcome to the programme. The detail of this case.
Yeah, it's a very distressing case, Cormac, and I think it'll probably be every parent's worst nightmare, because John Hussey was a trusted friend of the victim's family. And the victim involved here, Hannah Beresford, very bravely waived her anonymity. And I'm covering courts for a long time, and I don't think I've ever come across a more eloquent and heart-hitting victim impact statement, where she outlined not only what was done to her, but also the impact that it had on her. She was sexually assaulted by Mr. Hussey during the night as part of a sleepover in his home in November of 2003. She was just 8 years old at the time. And she explained that it had a traumatic impact on her over the next almost 2 decades. She was left in pain after the sexual assault, but she said the effect on her, it changed in many ways the course of her life. She suffered bouts of depression. She tried to carry the burden of what had happened with her. Now, she had informed her parents, and her parents had notified the Gardaí and the then Southern Health Board, but there wasn't a formal statement of complaint made. Mm-hmm. Now, in 2015, Miss Beresford was a student in Trinity College in Dublin, and she wrote an article for the student newspaper where she outlined that she had been the victim of a sexual assault. She did not name Mr. Hussey in that article, but the Gardaí became aware again of the incident. In December of 2020, Hannah Beresford made a formal statement of complaint. In April of 2021, John Hussey was arrested. And now he exercised his right to silence, but in a written statement that was given to the Gardaí, he insisted that he did not assault Hannah Beresford. Now, he was eventually charged on foot of DPP's directions in May of 2022. And when he appeared before Cork Circuit Criminal Court for the first time last January, he pleaded guilty to the sexual assault of Miss Beresford. Now, what was particularly remarkable about today was the victim impact statement and the way that Miss Beresford outlined the impact of what had happened to her, but also the incredible support that she had received from her family, from her friends and from the wider community in Fermoy. She paid a particular tribute to her parents, Tom and Alison, her brother, and her family and friends. And at the end of the hearing, almost everybody who was in court to support Miss Beresford was in tears. And she put it very poignantly when she said that there were times when she could not carry the burden of what had happened to her. And at that time, her parents, her brother and her family carried it for her.
My goodness, it is a distressing case, as you say, Ralph. But my thanks to you very much indeed for recounting what happened today. That's Ralph Regal from the Irish Independent.